And now we go over to our friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he takes a look at the first of a spate of World War II resistant films just recently released. The film enters uncharted territory in its take on the military exploit of Max Manus, a pivotal member of the resistance movement in Nazi-occupied Norway. In our conversation, you were noting that at the beginning of the millennium, we're going back 60 years in a lot of filmmaking to World War II films and re-celebrating the heroes of that time, remembering. Do you think there's a reason for this?
It just occurred to me as you were saying that and going back the 60 years, in a sense, whatever the rights and wrongs of some of the behaviour in World War II, I suppose World War II was the war that was seen as a righteous cause against the Nazis and against the Japanese and their attacks. Unlike, I suppose, all the wars that have followed on, which people have criticised, protested against that, say from American point of view,
right.
Vietnam and Iraq, of course. But these films are mainly coming from Europe. So I suppose in these days, and United Europe, they seem to be reassessing their heritage and looking for some kind of heroism that stood up for values.
Right, we're also battling with issues of xenophobia in these days as well, aren't we? We've just had the elections and the increase of far-right wing parties. So maybe it's a very timely time to actually start remembering.
Yes, you're right, and to look at other cultures and other people, say, especially within Europe itself. Naturally, the films tend to be hard-hitting against the Nazis, and so therefore, you know, the word German is used so often. So there's a need, I suppose, to assess continually the role of Germany at that time, the leadership of Hitler, and the subsequent decades.
And remember how evil it actually was.
Yes, and you do get that, of course, when you have films about the resistance, and they're showing the atrocities, and especially the SS officers. In the film that I just recently saw, which came from Norway, called Max Manus, and they've added Man of War, which I don't know whether I like that. It's not in the Norwegian title, but I suppose for us they seem to feel the need to explain who Max Manus was. But he was a young Norwegian resistor who'd fought in Finland against the Russians and then came back to his own country, was alarmed by the occupation. And he and a group of young friends, you know, got arms and did a great deal of sabotage.
Why do you want to be a saboteur, Max?
My country was stolen from me, sir. And I want it back.
He was one of those intense people who, you know, fought for a cause. And the film is interesting. In the aftermath of the war, what does that kind of resistance leader do if he hasn't been executed, as so many are in other films? How does he live? And actually, Max Manus lived till 1995.
As members of the 1st Norwegian Independent Company, you will be trained as special agents.
Come on, move!
You will execute sabotage missions behind enemy lines. You must forget all you know about normal warfare.
And we actually follow him through until those late days?
No, we just get some information at the
right.
End. The film is starts with him fighting in Finland and ends with the end of the war in Europe. But I think I read he's the most decorated of the wartime heroes in Norway.